Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wednesday Midweek Inspiration edition of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, good morning, this is Coach Lalisa, and I am here to absolutely welcome you today. I tell you, it is Wednesday. That means we just have Thursday, Friday, just 2.5 days. I cannot believe we are just 2.5 days away from the first International Northeast Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. We've been talking about this convention. I think the plans began somewhere around last October, believe it or not, somewhere between October and December. We began to plan and put information out about the convention. And so, you know how it is. Things seem so far away, as if it's going to take so long, and before you know it, you're just days away. And that's what life is like. It's the same with everything, you know, whether it's childbirth or graduating high school, graduating college, starting a business. In the beginning, it seems so far away, and sometimes we even become anxious. You know, that's why he says, be anxious for nothing. So you need to be anxious. The day will come. And one of the reasons I adopted the saying, just keep plugging away. If you keep busy, the time will go by faster. Wow, I tell you, I can't believe it. Just 2.5 days away. You know that, I know on Sunday, on our radio show Sunday, I also do a radio show. I co-host a radio show on Sundays, by the way. You're all welcome to come and join us on that show on Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that show is Sisters in the Spirit. I co-host that show with my biological sister, Minister Beverly Carter. And this past Sunday, we had two authors who will be at the event on Saturday. Both of them are children's authors. They've written children's books to empower children, to give children confidence, to teach children about diversity, and teach children how to love themselves, and teach them that it's okay to be different. You know, children struggle with that a lot. They want to identify, and they sometimes do not always understand why they're different. And so both of these ladies have answered that call and that challenge in society, and they've written books to really help on a greater scale. And you can do the same. You can, on a greater scale, make an impact, make a difference to society. You may have a solution to somebody's problem. As a matter of fact, I want to go one step further and say, you are a solution to someone's problem. I don't know whose, you may not know whose, but you are a solution to someone's problem. So these young ladies, they both found a solution to problems, and both a little bit different, even though they are in the same industry, so to speak, but they have a different message, and they're different. So again, good morning. We want to welcome you. Now, one of the authors who is going to be there Saturday, you don't want to miss it. We have people coming that are anywhere along the literary spectrum. So these are individuals that are, whether it's the pro side, the pre side, the pro side, the post side, we have people coming up to show you how to manifest your writing, how to build it and structure it as a business, how you can be sitting somewhere wondering which way to go and not even realize that you have within your hands, within your heart, your soul, and your mind, something that is so big that you won't even believe it. But you got to step out. You got to step out of your box. You got to step out of your box, and you got to move forward. Unbox and move forward. Come Saturday, just a small investment in yourself. Come. We want you to be able to come. We've made it ultra affordable, that you can come, bring a friend, bring a family member. Maybe you cannot attend. Maybe you have a coworker. Maybe you have a staff member that you could send in your place. You may not be able to attend. Maybe one of your partners can, and that's the way they can gather the information firsthand for you. So we just want to welcome each and every one of you in the chat room. So nice to see you back, Miss Victoria. Wonderful. I hope things are going great for you. I believe you're in the Atlanta area. Yes, E. Dean Cole is going to be with us Saturday. We are ultra excited about that. I see that we also have our midweek inspiration speaker on the line, who is also going to be at the convention on Saturday. Good morning and welcome, Mr. Versi L. Walker, everybody.
Good morning. I'm in the house now, and I will be in the house on this coming Saturday to be there with you and everyone else, learning and sharing the ideas of publishing and getting your works out there so that the universe can see it. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be awesome. We have surprise ghostwriter showing up, someone who will be there to take the load off of those who either they know they have an idea, you know you have a story, but you're not a writer. Or you could be a person who you are a writer, and you're just very busy, and you don't really have the time to sit down and, you know, put a couple of months just to writing. And, again, this person can take the load off of you. Or you are a person who you do have the time. You are a writer, but you get stuck in various places and, you know, coming up with your characters for your fiction or your nonfiction, you don't really have to come up with characters. Because if it's nonfiction, then you already have characters. But she can explain all of those things. And so there's going to be all kind of people there to help you with the writing process, the publishing process, the promotion. You know, some people feel as though they feel, wow, once they've written their book, I don't know if you've experienced this, Mr. Walker, in the people that you've coached, But some people feel like, wow, I've written my book, so they feel like 80% of the work is done, you know, even 90%. Now they feel the book is going to sell and fly off the shelves.
I was
and
personally disillusioned. That person
happened
to me, Coach.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, that person happened to me. I thought, you know, you write your book and then Oprah calls you. It don't happen.
Okay.
That's not the way it goes. Once the writing, you know, in some aspects, what I've learned, the writing is easy, especially when it's nonfiction, because you're talking about personal life experiences or things that you've gone through and that you're become an expert at or fluent with. So the writing, in some cases, can be just, you know, the pouring of your heart or just, you know, letting the pen take over. But it's the promotion part. It's the marketing concept and aspect that is not being taught. And, you know, a lot of people, they'll write their book or they'll have their memoirs, and it just winds up being on the shelf, a great document, a great piece of work, but without the right promotion, without the right marketing campaign, months, days, and sometimes, you know, years before the book is even a tangible item. And without that, you lose momentum. And that's the important part, is to have that promotion, that kickoff, that, you know, keep launching, keep reinventing, keep finding reasons to have your book in the public's eye. And so that is a task upon itself, and a lot of people don't realize that, and they become disenfranchised and lose out on this great opportunity because that one component.
I the same thing happened to me, and one of the reasons I'm so passionate about holding publishing seminars, it's not just about the writing. Like you said, sometimes the writing process for a writer, yes, it may be a struggle, especially if you're writing a fiction novel and trying to come up with characters and themes, but the biggest problem will be once the book is written, how do you get the book promoted and marketed and actually get sales for the book so that you can recoup the investment of your time and the effort and even finances that went into writing the book. For instance, people don't realize that if you take 6 months, let's just say you don't work and you're a writer and full time, and you take 6 months to write your book, well, someone had to feed you. You still had to keep a roof over your head. You still had to live. And so, you know, all of that goes into the cost of producing your book. And so we're going to be able to teach people about things like that and how to write those costs off, because those are those costs that are, yeah, it's not easy to capture those costs in exact dollars. Like if you go to the store and purchase, you know, ink, you can see the receipt that says $30 a carton or something like that, but the time that you spend. So it's going to be fun and exciting, and yes, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I agree with you, and that's one of the things, too. If you're not good with numbers, or if you're not good organizationally, where you want to itemize everything that you do, and you have to incorporate those times, even the trips to the store to get supplies, or even the trips to the post office, those are all under business concept. Those are all tax write-offs, and you can deduct those, you know, legally on your taxes. But oftentimes we just blow those things off as, you know, oh, no, that's not important. Or, oh, you know, I know it took 6 months of my time, but, you know, my book is $5. Well, your book may be $5, but what is your services worth? What is your time worth? And you have to calculate that time value of money, and so that you can, like you said, recoup all the expense that went into the actual tangible body of your work.
Yeah, it's like when you work, if a company pays you, let's just say, if you were probably an editor for a company, I'm just going to throw out a figure, it may not be exactly right, but let's just say you make $30 an hour. So imagine you work 8 hours a day, so you've made in that day $240 a day.
Right.
So that is what that's like an example, a close estimation of what your book should be reaping once it is sold, in terms of you would multiply then, of course, that 240 times 40 hours, 240 times 5 days a week times, you know, 6 months, and then now distribute that cost over how many books you're going to sell. And so, you know, we're inviting accountants, people who have degrees in business strategy and understand how a business works. It's great. We're going to have people with the practical business sense, but we also need people with a lot of the theory on business practices, because a lot of people think that you can only have one or the other, and they're very sadly mistaken. You need both, and that's why some people say, well, why do I need a college degree? I have, you know, hands-on experience with managing and running a business. You do, but you only have one part. It's just like you wouldn't make a cake and leave out
Correct.
The egg. You wouldn't leave out the flour and say, well, it's still cake. Well, it is, but it doesn't taste good. And so, likewise, you need, in business, you need both sides. You need, you always, in any work, you need both theory and you need practice to come together. Not one is better than the other. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes society has made people feel like that. Well, because this person made it and they didn't have a degree. Ah, but they had in their corner, on their team, people who were highly degreed. I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah.
They may not
yeah.
have a degree, but I bet right. you what, their close confidant or someone in their camp has a degree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
so they were
shooting
smart.
Them.
Right. So
yeah,
they were smart
they
enough
were smart
to have strategic alliances.
Well, you have to, because you have to infuse theory with practice to get a more robust, you see, situation. I mean, that's that. But anyway, so now we'll be talking about business. And now it's, you know, I'm turning
right.
it over to you, and we'll talk about, I can talk more about that on tomorrow, on Thursday. So, Mr. Walker, we want to welcome each and every one of you who have tuned in this morning. Thank God you're here another day. I thank God your businesses are striving, are thriving. And you may be striving to thrive, and that's okay too. But Mr. Walker is now going to present to us a topic, and we're going to listen.
Thank you. I actually was enjoying our conversation. We're having a dialogue and, again, talking about something that both you and I are so passionate about. And it's, you know, the writing, the sharing, the culmination of events to help other people get to the next level. And in this, you know, show business, writing business, movie business, you know, everything has the word business in it. And I learned the hard way that anything, especially the entertainment business, is probably 10% entertainment, 90% business. And if you don't get the business concept and ideologies down pat, you will then get run over by the business. And that's why so many people we felt were great movie stars, great actors, even great authors, and we don't see them anymore. Most often they weren't conducting the business part. They didn't have the business savvy and the business knowledge, and didn't have the right people aligned with them to bring that business forth. They were the talent. They had the concept, but the contracts, the follow-up, the follow-through, the little bitty things that we want to say, you know what, I'll get to that later, that paper filing, that documentation, could hinder the growth of any business, especially in this business when there's so much potential and so much, you know, opportunity from ghostwriting, from co-writing, from editing to, you know, just publicity, PR work, all these different aspects and these components that are not talked about often enough. And next week I do want to touch on the topic of building your business. And if you get that foundation under you and get the right people aligned with you, everything will become seamless, and not only would you attain those goals and dreams that you set forth for yourself, but they will become sustainable. And I know I talked last week about obtaining something. That can sometimes be easier to come about than the sustaining, and that's why you see so many stars and actors, as we see, they appear to be losing their minds, because it's that sustaining. It's the pressure. Yeah, you had a great hit record, a great first movie, a great first book, but now look at your sophomore year. The pressure is now on because you set the standard or the bar. So people, anyone who can, make it to this event, I strongly urge you, this is still, we're still in the first quarter of the year, and this was your New Year's resolution to become more involved, more informed, and more acclimated. This is the time to do it. Invest in yourself. See what's out there, what's available. And even with me, Coach, my whole desire for the last 15, 16 years was to be a public speaker. And now even with that, my direction is changing. But I'm actually trying to change with the times. I see that there are now more webinars, more online face-to-face coaching and mentoring, where you may not have to leave the confines or the comforts of your home to still be able to get information out to people, to still have that connectivity in that one-on-one, and that alleviates a lot of pressure, trying to rush to the airport, making sure you have everything you need, getting there early enough to fill out the facility and make sure that your mic works. So all these other stress-related incidents or stress-related situations can perhaps be alleviated because now the times are changing. And instead of speaking to one group at a university or a corporation, I can speak to the whole body because now we have the webinars, we have Skype, and so instead of just 3,000 people, it could be 30,000 people that encompasses the entire organization, sometimes right from the comfort of your own home. So you don't realize this until you go to these events, until you speak to individuals who are part of the organization or part of the structure and find out what all is available to you. But I found nothing more liberating, Coach, than when I wrote my book. And I think it was at the time when my book came in, these tons of boxes, I was stacking in my garage, and my oldest daughter, 12 at the time, looked at me, and she does not express emotions when it comes to one-on-one. She can be excited about a cartoon, excited about a new camp or something, but when it comes to talking emotion, with expressing it, at least with myself and her, she doesn't have that. She doesn't feel comfortable with that. But she looked at me and said, "Dad, I'm so proud of you. You could have bought me for a penny, and I would have given you change back. I was just so floored." And that was probably one of the most pivotal or poignant times in my life. And in fact, with my oldest daughter, she was the junior editor on my first book, and my baby girl, who was 8 at the time, she was actually my photographer for one of my photo shoots as well as my YouTube video. So it was everyone was involved, and we were nurturing this baby and going forward. And so people, again, if you have the time, if the drive won't hurt you, I'm sure that this event will help you. And now, Coach, I'm going to go over to my segment. But, again, I was so passionate and enjoying that conversation with that. Once again, good morning, everybody, and I hope that everyone is having a wonderful day today. I'm looking outside of my window as I speak with you, and I'm seeing just a blanket of fog. This time of the year is so beautiful. It's so awe-inspiring, the different activities that go along with the season and things that some people just take for granted. I look at nature. I look at the universe, and I am humbled. I can kneel down and just watch all the elements as it transforms and brings new life into each and every day. So I'm so, so thankful. As always, I'm excited and glad to be here and to be able to join with each and every one of you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. Many thanks to each and every listener, those in the chat room, those who are on the phone line, and those who will go back to the archives. I truly do thank you. And as usual, Coach, I want to thank you once again for allowing me to share my experience, to share this platform, and provide hopefully positive, inspiring information to each and every one of you who are listening. As a quick update for activities that are going on, as I did mention on March 12th, I will be there with you in Newark, New Jersey for the number one, well, it's not the number one yet, but the first national Northeast Christian Writer and Publisher Convention. Again, it is a great place and a great opportunity for each and everyone to be, even if you never wrote a book. For those who have listened to me the months and weeks and days on this show, I had never written a love letter in my life. I had never intended to write a book. I had a desire and a dream to do something better within my business. I had prayed to God for a greater opportunity to express my entrepreneurial desires and dreams and vision. And within 24 hours, my pen began to write. It initially began writing as a standard operating procedure in a training manual to be disseminated amongst my 32 employees. And within weeks, it started looking like and resembling a book. And within the course of 2 months, I decided to take that writing and expand it far beyond my imagination. And I stand here speaking to you today, a year and a half later, with now my initial purchase of my books, or my initial order was 1,000. I now have 82 books in my possession, and I'm now in the process of making my book a number one bestseller. So dreams do come true, but sometimes just through osmosis, being in the right place at the right time with the right energy with the right people can change your life. Don't take this for granted. The next thing on my agenda that was just added, I've been invited to be a guest of the Black Essence Gospel Flavor Talk Show. It is done in Benton Harbor, Michigan. So on April 1st, I will go for the shooting, and then I'll keep everyone posted as to when the airing of the television show will be. On April 2nd, one day later, I'll be in Chicago as an exhibitor and a presenter at the Self-Employment Expo. And April 7th and 8th, people, I'll be back in D.C. for two book signings, one at the Reagan National Airport and the other one will be at the BWI Airport in Maryland. And I'll be doing the beautiful Cherry Blossom Festival. Another event, if you can make it, it would be a great opportunity to be in the midst. So I look forward to seeing each and every one of you at any of these events that we'll be part of. And anyone looking to learn more about me and to secure an autographed copy of my book or to have me mentor or coach you or to also look at publishing opportunities or even to book me to speak at an event, please visit my website at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, E-R-S-I-E, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, .com. Now, with that being said, Coach, today what I want to touch on is actually the topic of reigniting your thinking from poverty to prosperity. And the second one is always typically is going to be surrounded by your success. So I want to cover the six steps, the six processes, the six things you need to do to reignite your thinking from poverty to prosperity and your success. First, I would like to do a little exercise with everyone. I posted this before on Facebook in the past and thought it would be great to do here, you know, on the line with everyone. So if you could just take a moment and just entertain me, indulge me for a moment. I would like to ask everyone to do me a favor and close your eyes. Well, not those who are driving. We can't be having any car accidents out there. But again, do me a favor and close your eyes. Now imagine what it would look like if you took your life to the next level. Now open them. Are you there yet? If not, why not? All great things start in the mind. Begin living the life you envision for yourself today. And so if you can envision, if you can imagine, if you can picture what your life would look like, what you would be like, what things would be like if you took your life to the next level, then ask yourself, are you there yet? And if not, why not? What obstacles, what things are in your way, what type of thinking, what behavior must you change? Who must you invite in your life? Who must you alleviate from your life and from your circle to see your vision come true? All these great things that we're talking about, entrepreneurship, writing a book, owning your own business, being married, being happy in your marriage, being successful, all of these great things, people, start in the mind. if you can think about, you can bring about. Begin living your life. Begin living the life that you've envisioned for yourself today. There was a situation for me 20 years ago, and I had a friend who was just prospering through his business, through his life, through, you know, his material items, just constantly prospering. And we were 22, 23 years old. He was living in a townhouse in an exclusive area of town where minorities typically don't live. And I asked him, I said, what are you doing? You're 22 years old. You're driving a high-end car. You're living in a nice neighborhood, a nice area. You know, you weren't supposed to do that until you married and got kids, maybe somewhere around 35 or 40. He said, who told you that? Well, all the depictions of life, everything I saw demonstrated, the movies, the pictures, people, that's what they did. They had their white picket fence in their house and their cars, and they were darn near 40. They weren't 22-year-old minority kids from the inner city with, you know, limited resources and limited education. But he helped to change my thinking. It wasn't the system that was incorrect. It was my thinking that was limited. It was my thinking that was preventing me from going forward. So that's why I wanted to talk today on the topic of how to reignite your thinking from poverty to prosperity. People have to realize that prosperity is not some disease that you catch. It's not an accident waiting to happen. It is a mindset, a way of life, if you will. See, I need for everyone to understand that prosperity, much like success, is not determined by your aptitude, but yet by your attitude, which then determines your altitude. So for some people who don't have a pencil or a pen or paper, and maybe we didn't catch that, I want to give that to you again. Prosperity, much like success, is not determined by your aptitude, not by how well you did in school, not by how fluent you are, how well you can articulate, how much you convince or convey or concise to people. It is not by your aptitude, but yet by your attitude. It's your altitude. So having a positive attitude, even in the midst of dark,
and don't go away. We will continue with Mr. Percy Walker. Meanwhile, you know how things can go. Let's see. Mr. Walker.
I'm back. All the callers hung up on me. You know what?
No.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I got disconnected. I'm sitting in the same place doing the same thing, but I'm back. Coach?
I'm here. I'm turning it back over to you.
Perfect. Thank you. And so as I was saying, it is your attitude. Having the right attitude will help determine or dictate your altitude, how far you go, how high you will soar, and all the people that you would then bring into your midst, into your world, into your affairs. It is crucial. It is important. It is the attitude. It is the mindset. It is the way you see things, the way you perceive things, how quick you are to adapt, change, relate, and release information, to gather, to disseminate, to hold. You have to change, perhaps, some of you, your way of thinking in order to achieve the things that you think that you want to have, become, or be. So that is why I want to touch on this topic today. Here's a quote from Socrates that states, I cannot teach anybody anything. I can just make them think. Here's a man who's been quoted more times, you know, than one could imagine, between Socrates and Plato's. He said he cannot teach anybody anything. He can just make them think. How profound is that? How profound is that to just make someone think? to look at, consider, perceive something differently. And in that itself is a teaching lesson. That within itself is a teaching moment. And people, we don't often get it. We don't oftentimes see it. See, it is your thinking and your experiences in life that help to shape and mold your vision or your view. It's these experiences, good or bad, that give you your testimony. For all of our Christians out there, we know no test, no testimony. Your success will be the result of hard work and determination. Put another way, success is failure that was not accepted by the believer. Think of it like this. Life may have knocked you down. You got up because you refused to let it knock you out. That refusal and determination to not accept failure on its face is why so many of you are still here today making something out of nothing. But for some, we've been knocked down one time too many, and we need to rediscover how to reignite our thinking from poverty to prosperity. See, prosperous living is the only way to live. And having prosperity in abundance is, once again, your birthright. It is what's been owed and promised. Comes to the six steps or to change my thought pattern, my ideologies. The first one, people, is you must believe. You must believe in yourself. You must believe in something, someone, a product, a service, or an idea. Because, see, if you don't, no one else will. If you don't have conviction and commitment for your life, oftentimes people won't see that little glimmer that's hidden behind all of that mess. And they won't have the faith in you because they don't see the constitution within you. Sometimes you'll find that you will have to have faith in other people's belief in you until you get the courage to believe in yourself. So sometimes you have to believe when that friend of yours tells you, you look okay. You know what, you're a great person. You're a wonderful mom. You're deserving of the best, even when you don't feel that. You may have to latch on to their faith and their belief in you until you get the courage to believe in yourself. So the first step in reigniting your thinking from poverty to prosperity would be belief. Second, you must be prepared to achieve. And this is to achieve all that you desire. There's a preparation. There's this thing that we're talking about that's happening on Saturday called the Publishing Convention, getting people prepared, putting their expectations in line with reality, showing them methodologies and ways to get what they desire done. So you have to be prepared to achieve all that you desire. And see, within the universal laws and principles, they don't understand time. It doesn't understand size. So, you know, until you specify what you want, the universe is going to give you what you ask of it. So if you have small thinking, you will receive small items and small ideas. If you have limited patience and time, you will get just that. If you can't be expansive with your dreams, you will get the constraints of your thoughts. You have to be broader. You have to ask of the universe all the multitude and the resources that it has to give it to you, to put it upon your shoulders, to allow you to reach your destiny. because it's the universe's job to give you all that you desire, but you have to be courageous enough to ask for it. We see it so many times with big corporations, famous stars, and this, that, and the other. How did you get that? I just asked for it. I showed up and I asked for it. But there was some preparation. They were ready to achieve this. They were willing to do all that it took to get to where they're at. Third, you must be open. You must open your mind and receive all the wonderful blessings and the resources that will start to come your way. See, once you state a definitive goal or a purpose, the universe will begin to align you with the people that's going to be at this publishing convention and resources that will also be at the first National Northeast Christian Publishing Convention. Those resources will be there, will start to unveil themselves. Well, then you'll be surrounded or you'll be within the mist. See, once you do that, all that once seemed out of line, once seemed out of reach, will then come closer to view. These people and these resources will then start helping you towards your goal. Those things and people that you once depended on or once were obstacles will then be removed. You will not have to exert energy and effort in removing those items and those people and those things, because they are not aligned with your desires and your dreams, and so God and the universe will then alleviate those. They will be removed from you because you're on a purpose. You have a stated goal. You specify the time. You specify the quantity and the quality. Not just, I want a great house. You can have a great house, and you could be somewhere in Connecticut right now underwater. I want a great house in a great neighborhood with all the right amenities, and I want no harm to be brought upon me, my family, my friends, or my neighbors. I want to be happy at all costs, at all times, for no reason but just to be happy. I want love, life, and abundance. I want prosperity over my health, over my finance, over my world and my affairs. I want to be able to bless others on a whim. Lord, give me these things. I ask of you. I am prepared and ready to receive and achieve my goals and my desires. Become specific. And again, that which you felt you couldn't achieve, talk to the lady who was 96 years old over 20 years ago in Oakland who decided to go back to school. 96 years old. And so you can accomplish whatever you want to once you set your mind to it. The next, which would be number four, in the process of reigniting your mind from poverty to prosperity, is organize. Organize. In order to successfully reignite your thinking from poverty to prosperity, you got to get organized, people. Organization is the first law of nature, and without it, you have no basis or foundation to ever fulfilling your heart's desires. It is the first step on your journey to developing the million-dollar mind consciousness. You cannot have disarray. You cannot be unorganized and feel that you're going to be successful, because that in which you don't take care of will soon come to haunt you. Where you're weak, find someone who's strong. What you don't like to do, pay or ask others to do for you in assisting you to getting where you need to be. But you must be organized. I've had decay just, you know, in my life. I've had disarray in my life, and I wondered why I couldn't go forward. I wonder why. I mean, you know, the trees don't grow with the roots above ground. They have to organize below the soil and then span out and sprout out to get the nutrient that is needed to help that tree to grow. You can't be running back home every time you leave out for an event because you forgot something on your desk. You need to get organized the night before. Get prepared weeks before. When I know I'm going to the event, coach, I print out my MapQuest, my hardcover direction. I print that out weeks in advance and put it in an event folder. When I know that I'm going to an event or going somewhere, I align my countertop in the morning or sometimes right at my door. I align the things that I need to take with me to ensure. Sometimes I go as far as just put it in the car. I want to make sure that I'm organized and prepared and ready to achieve and receive all that I know I'm deserving of. We have to get organized. We have to remove clutter. We have to remove those people who are not prosperous thinking and aligning with your thinking to get you to where you want to be. It's hard to help someone when you're both down. Somebody has to stand up to pull the other person up. So you have to find strategic alliances, but you definitely need to get organized. The second one, and I touched on it a moment ago, but the second one is prepare. Preparation or preparedness is essential. It is the key that will open up doors when opportunity knocks. I mentioned this before, Coach, how I believe in getting my household chores and stuff out the way before or by week's end. Even though I may not have a plan to leave the house, but if everything is organized, should I get that phone call from you saying, Versi, they called us to go to California, I can just pack and go. I won't have to tell you, oh, well, let me, you know, clean up and let me go ahead and get me some clothes ready because I didn't wash and I didn't iron and all week long. I didn't know. I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. If there's a place, my grandmother always said, be ready to go even if there ain't a place to go. Be prepared. Don't wait till 6 o'clock in the evening telling me I'm going to get dressed to go somewhere. As soon as you get up in the morning, hit the floor, wash up, and put some clothes on. Be prepared even if you ain't ready, if there's no place to go. Preparation is essential. Preparedness is essential. It says a lot about who you are as well. The number six thing here is actually presentation. Presentation. This is critical. How you present yourself. Says a lot about you. How you think of yourself would be reflected in how you present yourself. You all have seen the movies where the person comes into the boardroom and their briefcase is filled and chucked with papers that are oozing out the side. Their blouse or their shirt is not tucked in. They're stumbling and fumbling all over the place. Much of us, and not to that exaggeration, but many of us do the same thing on a daily basis. We rush in late to the meeting. We rush late picking up our kids. We rush late to the association. We have excuses. Oh, you know, traffic, this and the other. You disorganize, you know, let me get a pencil. Many of us do this throughout our lives. But the one who gets admired, the one who gets charted with the task of doing something great or perceived to be great themselves are the ones who come early, come often, and stay late, who are always prepared, who has an answer even if it's not part of their overall job. Those who do their research, those who can conduct themselves in such a manner, they're presentable. There's a presentation aspect to this whole thing of how you change your mind. To see a mother get out the car one more time with some pajamas on, house shoes, and rollers on her hair and calling her son or daughter stupid drives me up a wall. But would tell you emphatically she's a great parent. She's a wonderful mom. I can't see it. Your presentation lacks thereof. Pretend for me for a moment that you have some proof about yourself. Presentation. I mean, one thing used to always, you know, strike me funny is that we used to watch the soap operas. I say we, but my mom and my aunties and them, they watched the soap operas every day. And on the soap operas, these people always dress nice. They always had suits and ties. They always, you know, went on vacation. They did wonderful things. And so we're a society or community that emulates everything that we see. Then why are we not emulating the positive things in the right context to present ourselves appropriately. So preparation is key. I want to go over the six things once again for those who may not have caught it. But the first one, to reignite your mind from poverty to prosperity, would be you must believe. Believe in something. Believe in yourself, your product, or your service. Have a conviction. Have a commitment. Don't waver. Show that you are worthy of whatever you're asking for and whatever you're asking others to do. Believe. The next, you must be prepared to achieve. And then again, be ready to achieve everything you're looking for, everything you want, everything you need. Those things that you ask for will come. Just be prepared for them. Now, you also, three, you must be open. You must open your mind and be ready to receive all the wonderful things that are going to come your way. You can't be limited in your thinking. You can't open up a restaurant because you like to make hamburgers and someone suggests, great idea, your hamburgers are so wonderful, why not make a taco out of the same meat and that's an extra item on your menu, and you shoot them down. You have to be open to receive, because if he or she suggests tacos, maybe he or she likes tacos over hamburgers, and there may be another group of people that you're missing that will come to your restaurant and buy your other products and services because you now have tacos on the menu. Keep your mind open, people. Fourth, organization. As I mentioned, this is the first law of nature. And without it, there is no basis or foundation to ever fulfilling your heart's desires. You must get organized. Your car needs to be organized. Your death needs to be organized. Your life, your word, and your affair needs to get organized. It's much like when you're a kid and you studied hard for that exam and you passed it. The pressure and the burden of coming home and having to explain that low grade has now gone. It has diminished. The stress of potentially getting yelled at or chastised or punished is not there because you were prepared, you were organized, you were ready for the task at hand so that you won't feel dismayed when you're going to events or functions or this and the other. You know every Sunday you go to church, why every Sunday are you still looking for a Bible? You should know where your Bible is at, just like you know where your purse or wallet is at. Be organized. Fifth, prepare. Preparation and preparedness, as I mentioned, is the essential key that would enable you to have doors open, spring open, that you can walk through because you're prepared. You did something sometime, somewhere, that now when the opportunity avails itself, you can walk in effortlessly because you have the credentials, the knowledge, or the wherewithal to facilitate that opportunity. Next would be presentation. This, again, I cannot stress this more than ever. How do you present yourself to people, going for job interviews, for relationships, you know, pull those pants up, change that shirt, fix the hair, cut the nails, do whatever it takes to present yourself so that now you have to do less explaining on what you're capable of, who you are, and people will see based on how you present and carry yourself. This is critical. See, success is nothing more than a byproduct or the visible manifestation of one's determination and deliberate efforts done over time, resulting in success of the effort's intended purpose. I'm going to say that once again before I go on. Success is nothing more than a byproduct or the visible manifestation of one's determination and deliberate efforts that are done over time, resulting in success of the effort's intended purpose. For example, if you wish, or if your wish is to pursue a doctorate degree, so the word wish is considered in my example here, your desire. So if you wish to pursue a doctor's degree from a major university. So a major university or to pursue in this example would be determination. So now I have desire, which is the wish, and to pursue a doctor's degree would be the determination. And then you, okay, then I'm going to go back. So now I'm going to take this in a different way. If your wish or desire is to pursue a doctor's degree from a major university and you continue to take a class towards this degree and you continue to advance through your courses, that's the deliberate effort. So I told you about the desire, which is the wish, the determination is to pursue, and then you're advancing through your courses because you continue to take these courses towards the degree. That is your deliberate efforts. Then in a certain period of time, you would arrive at your stated goal, which is the intended purpose, which goes back to my definition or my statement about success. Success is nothing more than a byproduct of physical manifestation of one's determination and deliberate efforts done over time, resulting in success of the intended effort's purpose. So the wish to get a doctor's degree and through a college and university to continue to take classes towards that and continue to advance through those courses, and then at the end getting that doctor's degree is the intended purpose of those efforts. We sometimes don't understand that. If your desire is to lose weight, then there has to be a continuous effort, a deliberate effort to change something chemically or physically within you or your body to help you to do what the desired goals are. And once you achieve that goal over time, that was the intended purpose. That's why you did that. That's why you did those jumping jacks, sit-ups, and denied yourself food, because the intended purpose of those efforts was to lose weight. But we have to be deliberate in that. We have to be deliberate in that. Dale Carnegie once said, success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting what you get. Therefore, to me, prosperity can be a tangible or intangible result made apparent for all to see once you step out of the poverty consciousness and develop the courage to grab the life you've always imagined. Allow your imagination to give birth to innovate. There must be a burning desire when it comes to your quest for success. You must let nothing stand in your way. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you have opportunity through choice to make a difference. If you want to learn about this book producing industry, if you want to learn how to let your dreams come to visible manifestation, to leave a legacy as never before for you and your family, to just write something, to do something, to be something, the opportunity is on this weekend on March 12th there in Newark, New Jersey. Have a burning desire for success. It's at your fingertips, and again, it is your birthright, people. And with that being said, go out and take this day and every other day and become fearless. You owe it to yourself. And with that being said, Coach, take it away.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Make a success of your life. Absolutely. You can do it. You can do it. I believe it. And let's just see. So, well, I guess that's all we have time for. And thank you very much. Looks like, okay, there was a couple of hands raised. But let's
right,
see
yeah.
if we can raise. I think there's a couple of questions. I will just check and see.
Okay.
Let's take the first caller. Let's see if there is a question there. Let's see. It's not letting me. Let's see. I'll just not click there. Oh, no, that wouldn't do it. No, okay. Caller, you're on the air, 973. Good morning, 973 area code. You're on the air. Good morning. You're on the air, 973.
Maybe not.
Maybe they don't. No, they want to be on the air. They had their hand raised. This other caller. 704, you have a comment question.
Yes, this is got something from Facebook versus a Facebook friend of mine. I say I have to commend the brother. I mean, it's a totally awesome message this morning. I mean, it really inspired me. I didn't really know you had so much in him because, I mean, I usually just click the like button or something like that or read his posting. But to actually hear him speak, I am totally inspired. Totally inspired. Thank you for listening.
Wow, thank you, thank you. Now, who is this again?
This is Sonya Peoples, God's number one fan.
Oh, wow, good morning, good morning. Thank you for calling in, thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to join in, but, you know, as you say, I'm getting organized to do some things, so a lot of things aren't organized yet, so I don't put myself out there, but I'm working on that organization like you were talking about.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm ready.
Awesome. What city are you calling? What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we will be coming to that area, possibly. We'll be coming to that area. I don't know how far Charlotte is from Greensboro.
From Greensboro? It's about an hour or so, about an hour and a half.
But it is truly worth the trip. I was there back in August, July or August, but it's truly worth the trip. Great, beautiful countryside. And you will be seeing more of us soon.
Well, I hope so. I look forward. And I'm on the bus, so that's why there's a lot of breaking up, so... I'll try to be someplace station where I can actually hear you clearer. But I heard the most important parts.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a great day.
You too, brother. You too, sister.
Thank you. All right.
No problem. And, you know, you can always go back and listen to the archive.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll
do that. Thank you, and have a blessed day. Awesome. Okay. That was one question, and... we do have a few more minutes added on to the show in case anyone does have a question or a comment for Mr. Walker. I know we don't always get a chance to do that, but I thought we'd have a little treat this morning. So we're going to open up this other phone line. Good morning, area code 513. You're on the air with Percy Walker and Coach Lalisa.
Good morning. Yes. This is Hope Harper from Cincinnati, Ohio. I hope it's not too loud in here. Normally I don't ask a question when I have everything up and going, but something was kind of on my heart to ask. I want to first of all thank you, Coach Lalisa, for having this show, and I want to thank you, Coach Walker, for midweek motivation. That organization piece is something that I lack in because I am owner-operator, and it is so much to keep up with. I am the presser who is actually pressing the clothes. One of the pressers. I have another presser, but I do a lot of pressing all day, maybe 10 hours a day worth of pressing alone.
Right.
So now, so receipts, you know, receipts for sending that I do, and then that is so challenging for me. We've been in business for 4 whole years. We're going into the 5th year. We are thriving. We are doing good. But I hear you talking about that organization being the foundation, and, you know, I need to get to the next level with the business, but I know that organization piece probably has a lot to do with it, and I just don't know how I'm going to. I did hire a CPA. I did do that this year, 2011.
Okay.
But if I don't give them all of my receipts, they can't add up all of my stuff. They're still only limited to what they can do.
Well, can I make a suggestion?
Please.
Yeah, we're coming into a great season, the springtime and the summertime, where there are kids looking for jobs. But you have a great thing there in Cincinnati with, you know, there's some girl, some boy who maybe comes by your shop all the time, and you see that they're not, they don't have a clique or a group that they hang with, but you can see that this kid is nice and somebody maybe you can help out, but at the same time they can help you out. Not that they would be the one that you would train to do the pressing, but maybe they would be the one who organizes the receipts that you can then give to your CPA. And that may be an inexpensive opportunity or inexpensive cost to you, because you may be able to pay that person $5 or $10, whatever the standard is, for an hour a day or an hour a week of processing those receipts. So therefore, you can press one or two more items that can get out on time and then help you to flourish your business, and you'll have less stress on the receipt issue. Then the other one would maybe, you know, to train during the summertime, to train a teenager to help with the pressing. And again, it could still be very inexpensive, a proposition. You can be doing an internship and teaching someone how to open up or organize or run a business, but to get that which you're weak at out of the way so that you won't be hindered further.
That sounds like an excellent idea. I better get on it right away.
Yeah, and again, it will help you organize, but it's just that teenager, someone in the area that you know, one of your girlfriends whose child is just, she's yelling at him because all he wants to do is play Nintendo. Girl, send him down here, I'll put him to work. And that will help, you know, alleviate some of your stress. And then now you're taking your business in year five to a new direction, a new level. And so also one thing I recommend too, which is what we have to do in this viral society, you want to start grabbing your customers' email information. And you want to, you know, formulate some type of discount or coupon or, hey, we're thinking about you, email that you can set up on Constant Contact to go out automatically. So if you haven't heard from a customer in 3 months who was a good customer, send a, hey, how are you doing, email, we'll miss you. You know what, take advantage of our 20% off Wednesday. But the only way you can do that is through being organized, and that same kid who's organizing your receipt, he can help to formulate your database by pulling in those emails of your valued customers.
That's what I'm going to have to do, Coach. That's what I'm going to have to do, because I'm not. I see now I'm waiting until I can do it, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
It's
not looking good for that happening.
Yeah. A $5 investment for someone else, or a $10 investment for someone else to do it, because you're worth over $100 an hour. Your title, your position, your expertise, you're worth over $100 an hour. So I don't want you, you know, doing a $5 an hour person's job. And it's nothing wrong, but they need to do that to help support you so that you can then go out and do greater things.
I got it. I'll work on that today.
Wonderful. And great. Glad to hear from you. Glad to hear from you.
I'll see you Friday or Saturday.
Okay, I'll see you. Thank you.
Awesome. I know.
Yes.
Waiting on customer. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. But, yes, thanks, Coach. I'll start on that today because I'm good at starting something. So I don't procrastinate. I just don't have time to do everything that you all talk about, and that's frustrating sometimes. But I'm not a procrastinator, so I'll get on top of getting somebody to help me so I can get organized with my receipts and how I'm going to do this. Because for the first time, I got a statement from my CPA in 4 years telling me, how much I made all mine. It was so exciting. But I was thinking, well, you know that's not accurate because you didn't give them all your...
yeah,
but at least I had something, but yeah.
Yeah, you're on your way.
I'm thriving for next month. So I'm trying to see what I can do for April, what I can do this month for my April statement, and so forth. So I work on that, getting some help.
And that's good. And people who are still listening, that's one of the burdens of being an owner-operator. You wear all the hats. The thing about it, we have to be comfortable and confident that we can release some of those hats, because you become inundated in the minuscule aspects of the job, and you'll lose out on the big things. What I mean with that is oftentimes we're chasing pennies and we're losing dollars. And as I said before, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So you don't want to be buried and live in your business. You want to live because of your business. So you want to be able to walk away at the end of the day knowing that the receipts are done, that you pressed everything, and the person who's supposed to package it, packaged it. And you want to be able to release that. But when you're first in business and you're trying to cut costs and look for ways of keeping down overhead, you take on those titles. But then we wind up 4, 5, 10 years later still doing all that aspect of our business, and it kills you. So you're well on your way to doing great things, Hope.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. All right, all right. Wonderful. Thank you for that question. Hope that was great.
show, and the pressure was just about to come on. Well, I tell you, if you're in the Cincinnati area and you love for your clothes to look sharp, you definitely want to take them to Custom Care Cleaners. And by the way, you might be listening to this show, and maybe you or someone you know is in the Cincinnati area who has a youth, as Mr. Versi described, that you could refer to Hope. Now, I know here in New Jersey, our high school students, they have to do so many hours of community service. They don't; it's not a choice any longer. And so, you know, she was here in the New Jersey area. We could hook her up with any high school, and she would have students galore. I don't know how Cincinnati public schools are run or their school systems are run any longer, since I've not lived there in 25 years. So possibly for some of you who don't know, yes, Hope is my youngest sibling, and we are so happy for her and excited for the work that she's doing. And but so if you know, you may, I don't know how Cincinnati works, if the children there, if the students have to do community service. But if you happen to know someone and you want to refer them, they can contact her. She does have a website. I don't have the address right this second, but I have the phone number, which is area code 513-245-2246. That's area code 513-245-2246. And I did just post something on Facebook on my page, an advertisement for her business. And she's doing great, great things there. So we thank you, Mr. Walker, for being on hand today to share that, you know, foundational truth about being organized, and especially for people in business or anywhere, it doesn't matter. College students, this message is equally as important to a college student. And marriage and, you know, ministry. Organization is a part of life, so very, very good. Well, I guess that's all the questions we have. I can't tell if caller from the 973 area code 973, your hand is up. Did you have a comment or a question for Mr. Walker today?
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. How are you?
I'm great. I just called to say thank you so much for all you're doing. I'm with the presenter. I'm so blessed and listening. We just got to get off the seat and move. I was the person you met at the book fair outside Joseph City. Yeah, so I'm glad I'm listening and what you're doing. I'm so blessed. And keep it up. Thank you.
Now,
thank you so
you
much for your comment.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you the one we met at the job fair?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I've been calling you
okay.
Since then. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, you've been calling in. Okay, no problem. Thanks for calling in. Mm-hmm. We will definitely connect. Hopefully you will be able to make it. I know you are also interested in being a motivational speaker. You are
exactly.
Well on your way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I hope you can make it out Saturday.
Where is it happening?
It's happening at the Wyndham Garden Hotel right there on Route 1 and 9 South in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay, yeah,
not
I know,
that
know
far
that.
From Jersey.
Yes, I know
yes,
that.
Like 5 minutes, Jersey City.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You just stay on Route 1 and 9 South.
Yeah, I know Wyndham.
Yes, it's right there. And remember the proposition that I gave to everyone at the job fair about registration. So make sure you call me on that if you didn't get that. For those who were at the job fair and to come to the convention on Saturday. So absolutely, yes, I did get your message. I didn't have time to get back to you just yet, but it will happen. But we absolutely hope you come. Everyone there just about are also speakers as well. So you will still gain a lot of insight, and possibly maybe you can get help to write a book as well.
All right. Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah, we will definitely talk, but thank you for calling in, and thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay. Right, wonderful, wonderful. Now, if there's any other questions or comments before we go, I see we have North Carolina. I believe this is a North Carolina. Area code 336, you're on the air with Coach Lalisa and Mr. Versi L. Walker. Do you have a comment or a question today? Area code 336. Good morning. Area code 336. Okay, sometimes people are at work and they cannot comment. So that's great. Let's see, before we go off, if there's any more comments in the chat room. Ms. Patricia says great advice. Mr. Walker, she's going to take you up on the advice about having your children help out, your teenage children help out. And so she's on the in the chat room. Also, we have Ms. Victoria Gwynn. Ms. Victoria Gwynn said, wow, she wished that she could be at the conference. And she said that if the conference is held next year, she will be there. She says her company is based on professional writing and administrative assisting. And she just would love to come and to learn. So we definitely hope that she can also make it. And we also have Ms. Kiva and Mr. Paul also in the chat room, also
great,
being very in tune and supported. So, okay, well, it looks like we've come down to another half hour. I just wanted to extend because I could tell that since there's some people had their hands up and we wanted to get those comments in. And because of the transition that I've also made in my career, there will be other days that we'll probably be able to extend, you know, to go a little bit afterwards so that we can take questions and comments. I know they wait, you know, once a week to have you on here, Mr. Walker, so it would also be nice if they could have, you know, open question and comments for you.
I would love it. But you know what? You just tried to slide something past everybody when you said the transition that you made, you know. Watch out now. Watch out now. I'm glad. I'm happy for you. You're so busy posting this stuff on Facebook. I'm like, you go, girl. I love seeing motion. I love seeing progression. And I'm impressed. So congratulations to you and all the wonderful things that you're doing, that you're a part of, that you're promoting, that you're supporting. And, I mean, this is a firecracker year. And, I mean, it's just the third month of the year.
And guess what? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Uh-oh, watch out now.
You ain't seen nothing. Do you hear me? I'm talking about, you know why? It's like Dr. Creflo Dollar taught on some years ago. You see, you never know if you're one day away or 1,000 days away from your big boom, okay? But one thing for sure, if you keep on living, the big boom will come. You never know if you're 1,000 days, one day, or 1 second.
There you go.
And that's why you just can't give up. Even though everything will come against you, because in order to handle a big boom, you have to have strength, and you have to have there's certain skill sets that you need that you will only get them through hardship.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got to endure hardship like a good soldier. The only way you're going to be able to handle these higher levels and these next levels that everybody want to go to, you know, that's the big thing, go to the next level, next level. Everybody wants the next level. But guess what? You will never survive at the next level without hardship at this level, that you can overcome it, you see. And so we have to take it in stride. We have to take all of the, you know, the knocks and the hurdles. And, you know, that's why it was so important for parents to get children involved in sports. And especially, yeah, it's just important. It's not about that they'll go to the NBA or they'll be, you know, become the, you know, greatest soccer player in the not about that. It's not about going to the, you know, the U.S. Olympics. No, no, no. It is about teaching them from the inside out about overcoming all kinds of things. I mean, you know, you got to overcome losing. You got to over. Guess what? You know, the reality is you got to overcome winning. That's why some people who get so, who win, they fail because they didn't overcome winning, okay? They just won, and guess what? That will never work. You know, you have to be able to overcome that limelight. That some people, you see stars fall all the time because they couldn't handle the limelight, okay? So you have to be able to overcome winning, and you have to be able to overcome, you know, a lot of people think, you know, I've met people, Mr. Walker, that are actually struggling with overcoming being poor. But do you realize it is a greater struggle to overcome being rich and wealthy?
Oh, well, yes.
A lot of wealth. Yes. You got to know how to handle wealth. Why do you think there are so many wealthy people who will tell you their stories of how they, you know, went flat broke? Because they didn't understand how to handle wealth and how to overcome some of the negative things that could, you know. So you have to do that, and that's how you do it, is going through. So we thank each and every one of you. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Thursday, where we will continue to talk about how to strategically prepare yourself, okay, for that next level, okay, how to handle success as well as how to handle failure and everything in between. Also on Friday, we have a business mogul coming onto the line, Mr. Keaty. Mr. Keaty is going to come on. He is a business specialist and business coach. He is going to be coming on, so we look forward to that. And we just have, and then Saturday, so I don't want to say anymore, okay, because I'm getting too excited about Saturday.
There you go.
All of you, can you imagine all of you authors in one place?
One place, doing the right thing.
Wow. As a matter of fact, just write it. That's the theme. Just write it. So we want to help you. And anyway, so to Paul, and I know you, Paul, you can, I know it's almost bedtime there now for you and for the rest of us. We go get
Paul,
this day
Paul
started.
Paul is always up. Paul is always up. He's always up. He's doing things. He gets no sleep.
He's making another film, making another audio book. We're gonna present his message tomorrow. We're gonna be talking about that. Now, tonight in business class for my business students, for those who are listening, remember we're gonna cover employee motivation, leadership, and all the processes of the human resources management department. So be prepared. I hope you read the chapters for tonight. That's in class. And then, Mr. Walker, next week we'll start our chapters on marketing. So remember, I had asked you before, if at all possible, if you happen to, you know, find yourself roaming around Newark on one Wednesday evening in the next couple of weeks, just roaming around with nothing to do, you could pop by my business class and present first-hand marketing stuff. And I know Miss Tina is going to pop by in the last 2 weeks of class and present on banking, because the last two classes we talk about banking and finance. So we would love if during our classes on marketing, one of the marketing sessions, we'll do like probably three Wednesdays of marketing, the last three Wednesdays of the month. So that's next Wednesday, the Wednesday after, and the Wednesday, the 15th, and then the 23rd, and the 30th. Either one of those Wednesdays, please do. We would absolutely love it.
Okay. Well, I would definitely
and
make every effort to make that happen.
If you can.
If you can.
I know you're traveling. I know you're super busy. If you can't, you can always make a little video clip, shoot it to me, and I can still play it for the class. I just want them to see real people, not just textbook people.
Look at you, next level. Take a video. Watch out now.
Yeah, it's a little clip. That's all you should do. You can use your phone. It doesn't matter. Just a little video clip, a little 5-10 minute situation. Discuss some marketing pieces, and then I will put it for them, and they can discuss it. So everyone, It's been great. Thank you for staying tuned the whole time. Thank you, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And Coach LaLisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.